The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagin.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين بارئ الخلائق أجمعين باعث الأنبياء والمرسلين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المكرمين المنتجبين. Today and these days mark the anniversary of the victory of Islam after an era of darkness covering the entirety of the earth, the darkness of the rule of kufr and injustice, having authority and power, controlling all governments one way or another, more or less, throughout the globe. These days are the days that the light of the Ahlul Bayt, the light of the Imam of our time, started to shine on the earth again through the revolution of the Ahlul Bayt, the Islamic revolution, and establishing in one part of the world, starting in that part of the world, the Islamic government, the government of the 12th Imam, Ajjalallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif. This day was the day that Imam Khomeini, Rahmatullah Alayh, was able to make it back to Iran after all the sacrifices made by so many believers that stood up for Islam, for Allah, and they sacrificed their lives, they sacrificed whatever they had to make this revolution and the establishment of the government of the Imam of our time to be possible. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to, those souls are blessed, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us be a little more similar to them and be able to, inshallah, move in that direction. I encourage all the brothers and sisters to find material on it. Some of us are people who experienced that time. They saw it firsthand, either there in that country, or if not there, outside of that country, through the media, through what they heard. And the news was so sudden, and the events were happening one after the other in such unexpected ways that the media did not get a chance in the initial days to change what happened and to present it in the wrong way. So there's a lot that was getting out and people were hearing. The misinformation started coming out a little later. They were all caught by surprise. Everyone was caught by surprise. And I've been watching some of the documentaries that have been made by the Islamic Republic, putting together the steps the stances, the statements of Imam Khomeini, that great leader, that divine leader, that is clearly divine, that was clearly divine, that was clearly the representative of the 12th Imam. He could not have made those decisions by himself. No politician, all of those who were involved in politics their entire lives would not have been able to plan these steps. The measures he took and the certainty that he had that this will succeed, the certainty that he had that the Shah will leave, the certainty that he had that now is the time to return, the certainty that he had to establish a government while the government of the Shah was still suggesting that they're still there, and the army had not surrendered, the military had not surrendered. They were still with the Shah. He established a government. As soon as he entered the country, the first speech he gave, actual speech, there was a small and very short little talk upon entrance in the airport in Tehran. That's not really the speech of Imam Khomeini. It was just for a smaller crowd, just to the people that were there, and then they moved on. The major speech, the actual speech of Imam Khomeini upon entrance, was at the cemetery, at the graves of the largest killing of the Shah and the largest number of shuhada that were of a couple of months back and a few days right before Imam Khomeini came. These were very large numbers in the hundreds that were sacrificed, that they gave their lives, that were shuhada, and people still came. So Imam Khomeini went there first, and his speech was from there. In his first speech, he said, "Man tu dahane in dolat mizanam." I will literally, I will hit this government in its mouth, and "Man dolat ta'yin mikonam." I will appoint a government, and then he explains based on the Islamic responsibility that he has and the support that the people have given him. He will establish and appoint a government. This was while the government of Bakhtiar, which was appointed by the Shah, was still in place, although the Shah had left. These steps, taking them so quickly, so rapidly, being certain that they will be effective, while everyone else, including the revolutionaries, are all wondering, is this going to happen? Is this the right decision? Is this... Everyone realized, because all of what Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi had said up to that point was right. Those who were with him, those who were part of that struggle, those who were part of that revolution. And I'm speaking of the ulama and the revolutionaries that were over the course of those years, the 15 years that Imam Khomeini went through this struggle. They were with him, they were part of that. Everyone saw that Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh sees things differently, and his understanding is accurate. So when he said to do things, although they themselves didn't realize and they couldn't see that decision to be the right decision, but they all knew that they need to go with what Imam Khomeini says. So these are very important days. I hope that at some point the documentaries are translated, and those like myself who didn't experience, some of us experienced it within that country or outside of that country. Many of us didn't, like myself. And we need to study that. We need to look back at it. We need to understand it and understand what's going on today.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد
وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.